ما ده على شوف. It's the sixth last narrow line of the Gemara Bo'i Minei Rav Yosef. Oh, Rav Nachum. Great to see you, Rav Nachum. Says the Gemara and the Chof Dalad Amud Aleph, the sixth last narrow line. Bo'i Minei Rav Yosef Breid Rav Nachunya Mei Rav Yehuda. Shnaim sheyeshenim b'mito achas. Two people who are sleeping in the same bed. Mahu, what will be the din? Shezeh yachzir ponov. This one will turn around his face so that he's not facing the other. V'yikra kriya shema. V'zeh yachzir ponov. V'yikra kriya shema. Would that be a satisfactory solution? Omale, so Rav Yehuda responded. Remember, this is Rav Yosef asking Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda responds, I have a proof from Shmuel. Why, what did Shmuel say? Shmuel said, Omale, Hochi Yama Shmuel. This is what Shmuel said. Va'afilu ishtoi. Imoi, quote unquote, three words. Shmuel said that even together with Ishtoi, with the wife, if indeed they are facing away from each other, then it would be permitted to say Kriya Shema. Now, if we say the word Va'afilu, Va'afilu would clearly seem to indicate even the wife, Kol Shekin, somebody else. That would certainly be. Thank you. Va'afilu ishtoi imoi means even together with the wife. So Kol Shekin with somebody else. Have a look at Rashi. Va'afilu ishtoi imoi. So I'm reading it. You see there's a dalad there which sends you to the Bach, and the Bach adds in one word, v'hu sheyachzir ponov. When it says that it's permitted to say Kriya Shema, even with the wife there, it must be talking about sheyachzir ponov. It clearly is talking about that you turn away. He turns away from her. He's not now facing her. And under those circumstances, it would be mutter to say Kriya Shema. Remember, we discussed last time, we're talking about somebody who is not clothed. That's why Tosfos was concerned. If the person is not clothed, then forget the fact that there's somebody else there. Even in his own presence, it would be Asa because he can see his own Erva, or at least his lave can see his Erva. So both of those Tosfos dealt with. Either he's talking about his head is out of the bed cover, so his guf is covered, so he can't actually see his Erva. And with regard to the lave seeing the Erva, Tosfos says that he's got some sort of chaitzitz, a belt or a beged. Therefore, that's not the issue. The issue is not his own Erva. The issue is the Erva of the other person that he happens to be in the bed with. So if Shmuel said it's muta afilu ishto imoi, even with his wife, Rashi adds, v'hu sheyachzir ponov. This must be talking about that he is turning away from his wife. If they are unclothed, he clearly cannot say Kriya Shema whilst facing his wife. Why not? The calls man shehem poinim, because as long as they are facing ponim keneged ponim, face opposite face, meaning if they're absolutely face to each other, pshitale da'osa, That would be obvious. There's no way in a million years you could permit something like that if they are actually facing each other. Because if they're facing each other, then obviously de'ika hirhur. Hirhur means there will be thoughts, improper thoughts, negias erva, by virtue of the fact that he's actually in contact with the other one's erva. How so? Al yedei evore tashmish, through the evorim of the guf that are used for relations. So obviously there's no way that they could be facing each other without him being in physical contact with her, which will certainly bring about hirhurim. Hirhurim means improper thoughts. By the way, this doesn't mean improper thoughts as in forbidden thoughts, because it's perfectly permitted about one's own wife, but it's improper at the time of Kriya Shema. So if Shmuel says that one is allowed to say Kriya Shema in the presence of his wife, even whilst they're together in the bed, it must be talking about that they are facing away from each other and not facing towards each other. Either way, we now can resolve the question that the Gemara began with. The Gemara asked two people, not husband and wife, Reuven and Shimon, would they be permitted to say Kriya Shema in the same bed, at least facing away from each other? To which Rabbi Yosef responded, well, if Shmuel says it's mutter even with one's wife, kol shekein, even more so, then it will be mutter when there is somebody else in the bed. Now again, Shmuel never discussed someone else. Shmuel mentioned ishtoy. So how can you possibly bring a proof from Shmuel to our discussion? We're not talking about ishtoy. And the answer is that there's one word that gave away the game. And which word was that? Afilu. If you say afilu ishtoy, then the inference is clear. Even the wife, meaning kol shekein, somebody else. And on that basis, Rabbi Yosef felt that he does have a proof from the statement of Shmuel. If Shmuel says even the wife, it means kol shekein, somebody else, and therefore the halacha would be clear that when somebody else is in the bed, as long as they're facing away from each other, it would be fine. Says the Gemara on the second last narrow line, this indeed is the point of contention. Maskif lo Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef, who was the one who initially asked the question from Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, it was Rabbi Yosef who asked the Shaila of Rabbi Yehuda. I believe, maybe I mentioned before Rabbi Yosef, I meant Rabbi Yehuda. So it was Rabbi Yehuda who brought the proof from Shmuel. Rabbi Yosef now attacks, and he says, Maskif lo Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef attacks, Ishtoi veloi miboya acher? Question mark. Are you trying to be medayek in Shmuel's statement? Is Shmuel telling us, va'afilu ishtoi, meaning, but veloi miboya, you don't even need to ask about somebody else, that would be more obvious? Adarabba, I would say the opposite would be true. Ishtoi kagufoi, comma, acher lav kagufoi, period. Says Rabbi Yosef, I disagree with this whole statement of Shmuel. Shmuel says, afilu ishtoi. So as we were medayik before, if you say afilu ishtoi, and clearly that means kol shekein, you don't even need to tell me that it would be mutter with somebody else. Says Rabbi Yosef, why are you telling me that somebody else is more poshut, that it's mutter, and that the wife is the chiddush? I would say, says Rabbi Yosef, the exact opposite. The wife is less of a chiddush. Why? Ishtoi kagufoi. What does that mean, ishtoi kagufoi? literally translated, his wife is like his goof. By the way, Meirav Raboisai, this is very, very important. This is one of the many places that you see that Ishtoi Kagufoi is not just a nice hashkafic soundbite. It's not just a cute line to quote in a Sheva Brachos drasha. It's a halachic principle. Ishtoi Kagufoi, if his wife is like his goof, what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Ishtoi Kagufoi, Verogil Bo. What does Verogil Bo mean? He is, as it were, used to her. He's familiar with her. In which case, Veleka Hirhur Kulehai. Therefore, there won't be that many improper thoughts. In other words, if we had to weigh up the two options, either to be in the mitzvah with his own wife or with someone else, where is there more likely to be hirhurim, improper thoughts? Says Rabbi Yosef, actually, it's more likely that there'll be improper thoughts with someone else. But with his wife, less so. Why? Because he's familiar with his wife. And if he's familiar with his wife, that will not bring about the same improper hirhurim that being in the bed with somebody else might do. So therefore, why is Shmuel telling you that it's muta? Afilu ishtoi. What does that mean, afilu ishtoi? Even the wife, meaning. And it's obvious somebody else would also be muta. Why is it obvious? Maybe only the wife, not even the wife. Maybe only the wife. Because the wife is ishtoi kegufoi, but somebody else, there's no ishtoi kegufoi. And with somebody else, there may well be hirhurim. So I'm sorry to tell you, says Rabbi Yosef, as far as I'm concerned, it might well be muta only together with ishtoi, but not with somebody else. So we therefore, Meirav Raboisai, have a very big machlokes. Shmuel, on the one hand, by adding that extra word, afilu, he didn't say it's muta together with ishtoi, he said afilu im ishtoi. So Shmuel clearly holds that it is muta both with the wife and with somebody else. In fact, kol shekein with somebody else, but they're both permitted. Whereas what does Rabbi Yosef hold? Rabbi Yosef holds it's only permitted together with ishtoi. For reasons that Rashi explained, rogil, because he's familiar with her. But with somebody else, not so. With somebody else, even if you're facing away from them, but the very fact that you're in the same bed, says Rabbi Yosef, would still be concerned, there will still be concerns that there'll be hirhurim, improper thoughts, and therefore it would not be permitted to say Kriya Shema. Ishtoi is different because of a principle of ishtoi, Gufoi, and therefore he is rogil ba, and if he's rogil, there'll be less hirhurim. That is the machloikas lahalacha between Shmuel and Rabbi Yosef. Again, everybody agrees that together with ishtoi, it would be muta. The machloikas is with somebody else. According to Shmuel, obviously that would be muta as well, and according to Rabbi Yosef, it would not. It's only muta together with ishtoi. Based on that machloikas, the Gemara now asks the following question. Meisri. We're on the first wide line. We're now going to ask the following question, and it's based on what seems to be a machloikas, a contradiction between two brises. We have two brises which seem to say opposite things, and we're going to try and work out, do we have a way of reconciling the two brises? So let's have a look. Says the Gemara on the first wide line, Meisvei. What's the question? Brisa number one. Shnaim sheyeshenim b'mito achas. Two people sleeping in the same bed. Ze machzir ponov v'koyre. Indeed, this one should turn his face away and recite Kriya Shema. Ze machzir ponov v'koyre. And the second one should do exactly the same, should turn his face away and read Kriya Shema. Okay, that's Braisa number one. Clearly says, unequivocally, two people in the same bed, they turn away from each other and each one recites Kriya Shema, no problem at all. Says the Gemara, the Tanya Achriti. But we have now another Braisa. Another Braisa, and it says as follows. Hayoshein b'mito. If somebody is in a bed, ubonov, ubnei beisoi, betzidoi. And his sons, and his members of his household, which is a little bit vague. Who is that referring to? We'll have to see in a moment. And guess what? It says, Hare ze loy yikra kriya shema. The first braiser, it says, no problem. You can have two people facing away from each other and saying kriya shema. And yet in the second braiser, it seems to say the exact opposite. That if bonav ubnei beisai are there, they should not recite kriya shema Elohim kein, unless hoisa talis mafsekes beinehem. Unless there was some sort of talis. Talis doesn't mean what we call a talis. It means some sort of beged, blanket, which is mafsik between the two of them. Ve'im hayu bonav ubnei beisai ketanim. If they're very young, then it would be mutter. Later on in the Gemara, we're not going to see this today, but later on in the Gemara discusses, what does that mean, young? So now, what is the apparent contradiction between these two braces? In braisa number one, it says quite clearly, two people in the same bed face away from each other, and they say Kriya Shema. Braisa number two says the opposite. That if Bonov ubnei beisai are in the bed with him, he should not recite Kriya Shema. Stira. That seems to be a stira between the two braisas. So the question is, do we have any way of reconciling those two braisas? And the Gemara is going to say, well, we might indeed have a way, but this would depend on the machloikas that we mentioned before between Shmuel and Rabbi Yosef. Is there a distinction between the wife and other people, or there is no distinction between the wife and other people? Shmuel, remember, said, afilu ishtoi, even the wife, meaning there is no distinction between other people and the wife. It's all the same halacha, and absolutely, they are both mutter. Whereas Rabbi Yosef disagrees. Rabbi Yosef holds that it may be mutter b'ishtoi. However, with other people, it would be asa. That's the machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yosef. With the question now being, will that now influence whether we can or can't reconcile the two braisas? So let's have a look at the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Bishloime, on the fourth wide line of the Gemara. Bishloime l'Rabbi Yosef. According to Rabbi Yosef, everything is great. Remember, Rabbi Yosef is the one who makes a distinction between the wife and someone else. Ah, very good. If Rabbi Yosef tells me that there's a difference between someone else and the wife, that means if you ask Rabbi Yosef, are you allowed in the same bed whilst turning away from the other person? Is it mutter to say Kriya Shema? What will he tell you? It depends who the other person is. With the wife, it would be mutter. With other people, it would be asa. Again, is it mutter to say Kriya Shema with somebody else in the bed as long as they're facing away from each other? According to Rabbi Yosef, on some occasions mutter, on some occasions asa. It would be mutter together with the wife. It would be asa with other people. Well, if that's the case, then we can very neatly now reconcile the two brises. We had two brises, and what do the two brises say? In one brisa, it says that it's mutter, and another brisa, it says it's asa. But according to Rabbi Yosef, that's great. The brisa that says it's mutter is obviously referring to the wife, and the brisa that says it's asa is referring to other people. Wonderful. Says the Gemara on the fourth wide line. Bishloimele Rabbi Yosef. It's all fine and well according to Rabbi Yosef. Loi kasha. According to Rabbi Yosef, loi kasha. There is no difficulty in the fact that these brises seem to contradict each other because there's a very easy resolution. And what is that? Ho be'ishtoi and ho be'acher. Remember, Rabbi Yosef said, ishtoi kegufoi. There is a special halacha with the wife that ishtoi kegufoi. Other people do not have that maila, and therefore it would be awesome. So if I've got two braces that seem to say different things, that's not difficult. That doesn't pose a problem. It's talking about two different people. So in braisa number one, where it says it's muta, clearly that's referring to the wife. In braisa number two, that it says it's asa, it's clearly referring to other people. Great. But here comes the big kasha. Where are we going to get stuck? We're going to get stuck according to Shmuel. Because remember, Shmuel did not make the distinction between wife and other people. To the contrary, he said, afilu ishtoi. So according to Shmuel, if you would ask Shmuel, are you allowed to say Kriya Shema whilst facing away from the other person? He would only have one answer, and that would be, it's always mutter. Well, if it's always mutter, I'm afraid to say, you therefore have no way of reconciling these two braces. One braisa says it's mutter, that's great. But there's another braisa that says it's asa, so you're stuck. Says the Gemara, Elo l'Shmuel kashya, question mark. But according to Shmuel, there is this obvious difficulty. Because Shmuel was chaylek with Rabbi Yosef, and if Shmuel's chaylek with Rabbi Yosef, so now he maintains that it's always mutter to say Kriya Shema in this case, in which case he has no way of reconciling the braisa. Braisa number one says it's mutter, great, it is mutter. Braisa number two, it says it's asa, how is Shmuel going to learn that braisa? Have a look at Rashi. Zok Rashi. Bishleim ala Rabbi Yosef. According to Rabbi Yosef, the Oma ishtoihi. According to Rabbi Yosef, who said, ishtoihi de sharia. Only in the case of the wife is it permitted. Avol acher loy. According to Rabbi Yosef, who said that it's only together with the wife that it is permitted, but with somebody else it is not. Well, that's great. Metaretz lehu. So he will be able to answer lemasnisa to the brises that we mentioned in the Gemara. No problem at all. Ha beishtoi. And ha ba'acher. One is talking about the wife, one is talking about somebody else. Vaha d'ktoni b'nei beisoi, when it said, and members of his household, which is a rather vague expression, will say that that means einoi ishtoi. It's not referring to the wife, and that's why it's asa. So according to Rav Yosef, everything is just fine and dandy. Two braises saying the opposite things, no problem at all. The one that says it's mutter is referring to the wife. The one that says it's osa is referring to other people, and that's that. But according to Shmuel, we're in trouble, because Shmuel does not have any two different options. According to Shmuel, it's always mutter. Even Beishtoi, Kal Vachayma with somebody else, it's always mutter. And if it's always mutter, there would never be a case that we could possibly explain it should be awesome. So we have no way of resolving the braces. Says the Gemara. Omar Lecha Shmuel. Shmuel would say the following in his own defense. L'Reb Yosef mi nicha? Question mark. Are things any better according to Reb Yosef? You're telling me that I'm in trouble, but Reb Yosef is all fine and dandy. Is indeed Reb Yosef all fine and dandy? Are things any better? Let me now bring to you, says the Gemara, a third braisa. The third braisa says, V'hotanya, surely we have now braisa number three, where it says, Hoyo yoshein b'mito. If somebody was sleeping in a bed, the word ubonov is deleted by the Bach and by Rashi. So you can scrub out the word ubonov. In this braisa, the way it reads is, Hoyo yoshein b'mito. He was lying in his bed, ubnei beisoi b'mito. And members of his household were in the bed, Loi yikra kriya shema. He is not allowed to recite kriya shema. Elohim kein hoisa talisoi mafsekes beinehem? Question mark. We have a braisa that says what? He was in bed with bnei beisoi. Now, who is the bnei beisoi? When we refer in the general sense to Bnei Beisoi, who is that a reference to? The wife. If it says Bonov u Bnei Beisoi, then it could be referring to other members of his household. But if it just says Bnei Beisoi, remember we deleted the word Bonov. If it just says Bnei Beisoi, then who is that a reference to? The wife. The home is the wife. The wife is the home. So what is this braisa teaching you? This braisa is teaching you that if you're in a bed with Bnei Beisoi, with the wife, and what does it say? Do not say Kriyas Shema. Oh, if that's the case, then we're in big trouble. Why are we in big trouble? Because here we have a braisa. It's not talking about other people. It's talking about the wife, and it says that it's Asa. So Shmuel doesn't so much as answer his own position, he just deflects the question. Why are you telling me that I'm in trouble? As if to say that according to Rabbi Yosef, everything is fine and well. Is according to Rabbi Yosef things any better? We have a huge kasha according to his opinion as well. Because we have a braisa that says Bnei Beisoi, which is the wife, and then it's Asa. And yet you told me previously we have another braisa saying that the wife is Mutter. So what's going on? Elo, says the Gemara, so what are you going to have to tell me? My Isloch Lameima. So what do you have to say? You're forced to say that Ishtoi L'Rabbi Yosef Tanoi Hi. So you're going to have to say that even Rabbi Yosef admits that Ishtoi is a Machloikas Tanoim. You're going to have to say that. Because here there is no resolution of the braces. The two braces that we mentioned before, which are vague. So you can say one is referring to the wife, one is referring to other people. But here it clearly says B'nai Beisa, which Rashi is about to explain to us, is a clear reference to the wife. And it says it's Asa. And you told me that Rabbi Yosef holds that Ishta is Mutter. So it's backs to the wall. You have no choice but to say that Rabbi Yosef is going to have to admit that this halacha of Ishtoi is a machlokes tanoim. So if I've got two braises saying two different things, don't be too concerned, it's a machlokes tanoim. Well, says Shmuel, quite frankly, if according to Rabbi Yosef you're allowed to say that there are two different braises following two different opinions, then why can't I say the same? Says the Gemara, therefore in conclusion, ledidi nami. So according to me as well, tanoihi. You try to disprove my whole position by bringing two contradictory braises and telling me, oh, you're in big trouble, you have no way of resolving them. Well, let me tell you a little secret, says Shmuel. Rabbi Yosef is no better off than me, because he also has two contradictory braces with no resolution, which forces him to say that there must be a difference of opinion. Two machlekes, there's machlekes between two tanoim, so I'll tell you the same. If I have two different braces, it says, one says it's mutter, one says it's asa. So what was the big attack on Rabbi Yosef? Oh, but Rabbi Yosef holds, it's always mutter. Fine, so it's machlekes tanoim. Look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Hoya Yoshein b'mita u'bnei beisoi, who is that? V'ishtoi b'chlal beisoi. Ishtoi is being referred to when it says beisoi. So you've got a big stira according to Rabbi Yosef. And what did you have to say? That it's a machlekes tanoim. Says Rashi, so le didi nami, according to me, Shmuel, I will say the same. Bein ishtoi, bein acher, plukta, it is a machlekes dahani tanoihi, it's a machlekes tanoim. So if you ask Shmuel, what is your own private, personal opinion on the subject, what would Shmuel say? Shmuel's own personal opinion on the subject is, Afilu ishta, it's muta even with the wife. So too, or kosher came with other people. There is no distinction. So what are you going to do? You're going to throw me a braisa that seems to indicate the opposite? Fine. So it's a machlekes tanoim. I have no problem with that. And to prove his point, he says, according to Rabbi Yosef, quite frankly, you also have to say it's a machlekes tanoim, because he also got in trouble with regard to a different braisa. I'm any worse than Rabbi Yosef? If Rabbi Yosef has to admit that his opinion is not unanimously agreed upon, it's machlokes tanoim, then quite frankly, says Shmuel, I don't see any reason why I should be different. So in the final analysis, Meir of Rabbi say, do we have a machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yosef? Yes, we absolutely do. Everybody agrees that with Ishtoi it's muta, with other people it's a machlekes. It happens to be that Shmuel and Rabbi Yosef, based on the various braces that we just mentioned, will admit that their opinion is not necessarily agreed upon by everybody. It's a machlekes tanoim. But at the end of the day, after the machlekes tanoim, they had to take a stance, and each one paskened what they thought is the correct halacha. According to Shmuel, it's muta with Ishtoi and everybody else. And according to Rabbi Yosef, it's muta with Ishtoi, not with everybody else. What's the difference? Ishtoi kagufoi and other people alav kagufoi. Okay, we'll hold it over here. And Mr. Hashem will continue tomorrow. But Ramosh Azeli, whilst I have you here, you're mute. I just got it.